Allosaurus was built to move at a good pace compared to other dinosaurs. Some experts estimate they could run as fast as 20 miles an hour. But the Camarasaurus could have been 150 years old. It wouldn't have moved as quickly.
We can look at the skeletal structure of Allosaurus and see it was a fairly capable moving animal. We can even go beyond that, though, and look inside the head to look at the inner ear. What we see in an Allosaurus is the agility of a predator. When we look at the inner ear of Camarasaurus, what we see is an animal that moves very slowly in a very stately manner. This is an animal for whom quick movements were not particularly important for this animal. So Allosaurus was a relatively fast-moving, agile animal. Camarasaurus potentially could have just stood still and faced the music.
Allosaurus had a very bird-like stance. Having their legs designed like an ostrich is what gives these dinosaurs their ability to run so quickly. And like a cheetah, they use their long tail as a counterbalance to help them change directions when they're running at top speed. It's the combination of these features that allows Allosaurus to grow huge, yet move like a sprinter. Camarasaurus, on the other hand, is built like an elephant. But when you're that big, you aren't in much of a hurry to get to where you're going anyway.
In fact, a giant species of Allosaurus grew to an even greater size than its cousin, T-Rex.
When you look at Camarasaurus and you look at Allosaurus, the weapons of Allosaurus are a lot more obvious. Allosaurus has blade-like serrated teeth in its powerful jaws. It's got these eagle-like talons at the ends of these powerful arms. But don't discount Camarasaurus here. It has its size, and size is a great weapon. On top of that, it's got a very long, broad tail, which you could use to swat at an attacker.
CAT scans reveal that Allosaurus was able to strategize more than Camarasaurus.
We can also look at the brain and see differences there, too. When we look at the brain of Allosaurus, what we see is some enlargement of the forebrain, the cerebrum. On the other hand, in Camarasaurus, we see a very small brain, in particular the cerebrum, that same center of higher functions, is really quite small. What that suggests is that in the heat of battle, the slightly larger brain size of what we see in Allosaurus would have potentially allowed it to, in a sense, adapt to the changing battle situation.